This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. Who lives and works here in Charlottesville, Albemarle County, Greene County, and surrounding areas? Answering that question is one of the goals of the work we post here to this site. To that end, we bring you essays from people like Deepak Singh and podcast community radio programs like WNRN's Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. The idea, we think, is to help expand the public square by giving people a forum to be heard. But listening to programs like this might help you know who else is in the neighborhood. With that in mind, we thought we'd continue our mission by attending a party thrown by a group that was created in 1999 to help people in their 20s and 30s find a reason to stay in town. Ever since, the Charlottesville Young Professionals has held hundreds of social events to give people the chance to meet each other. It turns out, that might be important to the region's economy. On a recent evening in late August, I drove to McIntyre Park, where the group is holding its annual membership program. I first spoke with the group's outgoing president.
I'm Wendy Stiese, and I'm the president of Charlottesville Young Professionals. We're a group of about 135 members, and our group is really focused on social and networking. We fill that niche in Charlottesville for the younger professional from their early 20s to about their mid-40s. And we give them an avenue to meet people and have people to hang out with, make friends if you're new to the area. We have a whole host of different kinds of events to cater to all different types of interest areas. We have happy hours, we have dinners out, we have game night, we have parties every couple months or so, different venues, different times of the year, different places. Basically, we want you to come out and have a great time. We have all kinds of different professions. We've often talked about having a competition on who has the most interesting job as a CYP member. We had someone who worked in a mortuary. We have people that work in the financial arena. We have people that work for healthcare, research. You name it, we probably have it. We have all the traditional professionals, you know, an occasional lawyer, a dentist, a doctor, a vet. We run the gamut. Everybody's welcome.
Do you feel that most people who are members of this organization, are they from here originally, or what's their connection to this place?
I would say the bulk of our membership, I don't know what percentage, but fairly high, actually moved here. We do have a few natives who grew up here and are a member of our organization, but many of these people either went to school here and went away and came back, or moved here for some kind of job opportunity. And they didn't know a lot of people, and they needed a way to make connections and meet friends and establish that network. That is the important part that our businesses in the community are looking for. You can't recruit a young professional and have them expect to stay if they don't put down some roots and make some friends and establish that network that they need to, you know, feel at home in Charlottesville.
How long have you yourself been here in Charlottesville?
I moved here about 4 years ago. I was fortunate enough to sort of hear about the organization from my realtor. And the membership party came up about a month after I had moved here. And I came to the membership party and I joined and became more active. And now look, I'm a president. Actually, outgoing president, but that's how I got connected.
In her capacity as president of the Charlottesville Young Professionals, Stiese often hears what people think about living here. I asked her what kind of concerns she heard.
I think one of the frustrations that I hear amongst many of our members, and myself included, is that because Charlottesville is a small town, if you decide you want to change jobs for that opportunity for advancement, if you can't get it in your own company, it's a small town, sometimes it's hard to change jobs. That is probably a frustration among young professionals that need, you know, advancement opportunities and growth potential. So it is a common thing that sort of gets discussed, and we do lose members who move away because of job reasons. I think Charlottesville's a great town. It's a small town, and for someone who came from a bigger town, it's a little bit of an adjustment, but it definitely has a lot of positive things going for it, and most people who come here really like it, even if it's just a stepping stone in their career and their life path. But it's a great place to be, at least for some period of time.
And how about for you? Is this a place that you can see being here 5, 10, 15 years from now?
I personally will probably move on because of job opportunities, but because now I have that base of network and friends, it's going to be a hard decision if I do make that move, but I'm actually sort of thinking about whether I'm going to stay or move at this point. You know, after 4 years, I'm sort of ready to maybe take on a new challenge and have to decide if there's going to be that opportunity here or whether I'm going to have to look elsewhere.
This man is one of the original founders of the Charlottesville Young Professionals and has been here since he was a boy.
My name is Roderick Groff. I've lived in this area since I was about 7 years old.
And what was the reason for starting the program?
It was actually started by three companies that wanted to give a social outlet so that people would stay in the area.
And so you've been here for your entire life. This is a silly question, but has it changed?
Definitely, yes. There's been quite a bit of growth. Many large companies have moved into the area, and the 29 corridor has grown quite a bit. It never used to go much beyond the 250-29 bypass practically when I got here. We've had a wide variety of different people and companies come into the area in the last decade or so. Yeah.
Kimberly Woods just moved to Charlottesville 4 months ago, coming from Virginia Beach. She gave up the coast for the foothills to take a job with State Farm because she says she wanted a change.
For the past 10 years, I was a newspaper reporter and editor, and for the last 5 years, I worked for a paper in Norfolk, and I was looking forward to make a major change in my life, career-wise and personal as well, and it was just by chance that I came across State Farm. I didn't know they had a regional headquarters in Charlottesville, but I came across a job listing on the internet, and I applied and, you know, came up here for a couple of interviews and was offered a job. And during my research on State Farm in Charlottesville, I saw that Charlottesville would be a nice community for me to move to as a single person.
And so what sort of ideas did you have of Charlottesville? Did you have any previous connection to Charlottesville at all?
Yeah, I only knew of Charlottesville as being a college town because I knew University of Virginia is here, and Monticello. And I've only been up to Charlottesville once before moving here, so I didn't have any friends or family up in this area, so everything is new to me.
Is it close enough to back home that you have roots there, that that you find it easy to get there?
Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours to drive home. This takes 64, so I go home frequently, about once a month, and the area is also close to Northern Virginia and D.C., so I go up there frequently as well.
It sounds like you have a lot of experience across Virginia, so I'm just curious to know what sorts of... could you maybe compare the different costs of livings and in the three different areas? But I guess mostly concentrating on, could you maybe compare Charlottesville and Virginia Beach?
The cost of living is comparable. I found like housing, food, gasoline prices are about the same. So it wasn't a huge cost of living adjustment for me to make this move. So it's about comparable. I have a shorter commute, so I'm not spending as much on gas as I was in Virginia Beach because I had a longer commute. So I think the cost of living is about the same. Housing prices may be slightly higher than Virginia Beach, but that really wasn't like a major factor in why I moved here. I think they're high everywhere. I mean, obviously they're higher in Northern Virginia and D.C., I mean, houses here are high. They're high in Virginia Beach and Norfolk. They're also high in, you know, in Atlanta. So it's high everywhere.
So you've been here for 4 months now?
Yeah.
Okay. And in that time, you know, what do you think so far? Is this a place where you can see yourself being for a while?
Yeah, this was a great move for me professionally because I found a company where I can grow and do a lot of different things. It was a total career change for me, so I'm happy about that. And Charlottesville was a good place for me to move to because it's a small town, but there is a lot to do if you actively pursue that, and that's what I've been doing since I moved up here.
Tara Schuster has been here for a year and a half and came here after a long stay in Atlanta. She says she easily made the transition from a big city to a smaller community, in part because of her exposure to Charlottesville young professionals.
If you work through the university, there's a lot of things like co-rec sports for faculty and staff, so I've done like softball and stuff like that through them. So I think in a smaller town, it's easier to kind of link up with people and get to know people from different organizations, whereas when I was in the bigger city in Atlanta, it was so spread out and it was so big, it was harder to make those connections with people.
Now, so it sounds like you come from an academic background, so coming to Charlottesville is pretty much the best place for you to be in a lot of ways.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, Virginia, UVA is the top state school in the United States, so, I mean, it was definitely an appealing, attractive thing to be moving here and working for such a great state university. I know a lot of people are drawn to Charlottesville specifically for UVA, and whether it's attending school here because we have amazing graduate programs here, or, you know, coming here to work for the university or the hospital system. It's definitely something that attracts a lot of people to Charlottesville. And like I said, Charlottesville feels like more of a fit for me than Atlanta was, because it reminds me a lot of where I grew up. So I definitely feel like it's someplace that I could stay and eventually settle down, you know, down the road whenever that may happen.
Are there any things that might hinder you from doing that in terms of, are there any concerns as you look towards doing that? Are there any concerns that might preclude you from doing so?
Well, being in a smaller area, there's obviously not as many people out there as far as dating is concerned, so it's a smaller pool of people to pick from and meet from. So, I mean, I'm in my early 30s, so I could see that, I don't know, I mean, it's something that's important to me right now is finding someone that I can spend time with, and in a smaller city, there's obviously less people to meet. And pick from. So, I mean, that could be a possible hindrance, but otherwise, I mean, I feel like I could advance in my position at UVA if I wanted to. So I feel like professionally there's room for me to grow and challenge myself. So I don't really see any hindrances to staying here.
Is there anything else that you would say about living in Charlottesville as opposed to other places? You know, they do say this is the number one place in the country to live. Would you agree with that, or is that, how would you describe that?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, the only downfall I see personally is that we're so far inland, we're not close to the water, but otherwise we're close to the cities. It's an hour to Richmond, it's 2 hours to D.C., so it's very feasible to go and take a weekend trip or a day trip to go into the city if that's what you're looking for. But not having that water nearby, it's 4 hours to the coast, so, you know, to drive 4 hours to Virginia Beach is pretty much a whole weekend trip or longer. So I see that as being a potential downfall to living in Charlottesville, just because it is an inland city. But otherwise, I'm really happy with everything else that the city's provided thus far. And we're right near the mountain range, and a lot of people who live in Charlottesville are very much into the outdoors and hiking and camping, and, you know, whitewater rafting, tubing, things like that. So it offers great opportunities in that respect. So for people who are outdoors people, I think it's definitely it's a good fit.
Chris McDougall has been here for a bit longer than Schuster, 5 years. He's a computer programmer and is involved with the observatory at the university, part of what leads him to say that Charlottesville is a great place for him to live.
It is a very unique city. Still has a small town atmosphere, and it provides a really wonderful living and working environment. The university really brings and adds a lot to the community.
What brought you to Charlottesville?
My fiance is a graduate from the McIntyre School of Business here, and she was working here for a local company. And with my job, I telecommute, so I was able to move here. So I moved out here from the West Coast, and we bought a house here in Charlottesville and settled down. And yeah, I've been a telecommuter for about 7 years now, and I really love doing that. It enables me. It gives me a lot of portability. I can pretty much choose to live anywhere I want to, which is a really great opportunity. Not everyone has that.
McDougall says he'll likely stay in Charlottesville, but that's because he has a job that allows him to work anywhere he wants. Not everyone is so lucky. Colin Clark is a student at Darden who likes the area all right, but doesn't think he'll be able to get his career off the ground if he stays here.
I'd really like to. I like the area a lot, but, you know, it's a function of where the jobs are.
Where are the jobs going to be?
Bigger cities, unfortunately. I'm looking at general management right now, so just kind of leadership development programs.
One of the things I'm wondering, too, is that a lot of people do manage to telecommute to jobs like that, but I guess for kind of management jobs, is that not something that's appropriate?
Not to start. Maybe 5-10 years down the road, telecommuting might be an option, but at the moment, they want you to get your hands dirty and be in amongst everybody, you know, and learning the business and, you know, managing the people hands-on.
One of the big rumors in town is that regular train service between Charlottesville and Northern Virginia is only a couple of years away. Now, would something like that let more people live here and work there? I asked 2003 UVA graduate and Alexandria resident Tremaine Wheatley.
Yeah, I mean, I not only myself, I think a lot of, you know, young professionals who find themselves graduating from UVA and looking for where they want to, you know, live and work, don't want to work with the hassle and the traffic of D.C. you know, and like the area, I think that would definitely be something that would appeal to them and would definitely appeal to me personally.
But for now, you're sticking to
that? Yeah, for now, that two-hour drive, I just couldn't see myself doing that every day.
But Colin Clark says that might disrupt part of the charm that makes Charlottesville different from Northern Virginia.
But would making, you know, just my own question, would making, you know, D.C. more accessible from a place like Charlottesville change the characteristics of Charlottesville so that it's not as attractive as it is now? You know, you make it more attractive, you know, in terms of, you know, not having to drive, but then you get more people living here, you know, you get lots of transplants with lots more money, and then it becomes the place it's not right now.
Well, I mean, I think you see that trend with what Northern Virginia has become, you know, pretty much like one big suburb of D.C. and a very transient place with lots of people who come there without really any roots in the area, but, you know, it's a better place to live than actually in D.C. itself. And I think if you looked at that place 20 years ago versus what it is now, I think a lot of the concerns he's talking about, you know, are pretty relevant.
Wendy Stesi's term as president of the Charlottesville Young Professionals is now over, but not until she announces her successor.
I'd like to introduce the new board that's coming in, effective September 1st or tonight, Kimberly McBride.
Yay! I'm Kimberly McBride, and I'm the new president of the Charlottesville Young Professionals. I joined CYP about 2 years ago. I'm actually in sales and work by myself from home, so I don't have any coworkers or any interaction with people here in town, so I chose to join this club, hoping to make friends and get more involved in the city because I wasn't going out and doing anything. So.
And that's what brought you to town?
Actually, I came to town to work at UVA Medical Center and then eventually found this job and left shortly after that. And what friends I did have from there left. It seems that this town, people come and go pretty quickly, especially young professionals. So it's hard to meet people that are going to stick around for a while.
So how long have you been in Charlottesville total?
I've been here about 5 years.
That's actually longer than most people I've met here today. It seems that this is a fairly transient place then.
It seems to be that way. When they did form this club, they were trying to keep and retain young professionals in Charlottesville. It's a hard town to get to know people, to do things in, and I mean, when you have a group like this that you get to know people, you have a reason to stay. Because you come for a job, people move so frequently in the job, then you really don't have a net feeling of why you should be here. But when you join a club like this, you actually start to feel like you have a home.
Here's someone who has decided that you like it here enough to stay. You're putting down roots here. What were some of the challenges of buying a house?
It's very expensive to buy a house in this town. You don't even know where to start. I mean, they do have a lot of condominiums starting now, but it wasn't an option I wanted to look at. So, luckily enough, I found something in a price range I could afford, but it seems that there's not a whole lot here for people, and you do have to rent, and it's kind of hard to stay in a town where you know you're going to have to rent for the rest to stay here. But hopefully it seems that things are turning around, and they're starting to offer some lower-priced option. I mean, I heard in the paper it was like the average home was $240,000 for a starter home, and not many people right out of college can afford that.
Now, in the time that you've been here, you've seen a lot of changes as the city has grown a lot. Where do you see this place being in 10 years?
I live on 29 North, so I see it being another Northern Virginia as we just grow up in 29. So.
And does that bother you?
It bothers me a little bit because I like the small town feeling of Charlottesville. But, I mean, I think that it does need some things, you know, a little variety to go around with. But, I mean, as long as we keep that net small feeling with the downtown mall and things going on in the community, I think we could probably maintain it.
So what conclusions about Central Virginia can we draw? If you've got a second and you've listened to this thing in its entirety, post a comment to the blog on www.seavillepodcast.com. Where would you like this part of Central Virginia to be in 15 years? I'd like to know, and I'm sure others do as well. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Support for the site comes from Jim Duncan, one of Charlottesville's most innovative realtors. Jim dedicates himself to his clients' needs and builds his business one client at a time with trust and integrity. Read Jim's daily insights on the Central Virginia real estate market at his blog, realcentralva.com. That's realcentralva.com. CPN is a presentation of WordCast Productions. If you have something you'd like to tell us, please contact us at talkback@seavillepodcast.com or call 434-295-6609. Thanks for listening.